Simon Shin Tes Sif Dalad of the Mechaber Simon Shabur Sif Kat Yud Gimel. So here's the Sif where he talks about the concept called Basis, and we differentiate when a person makes a Basis, which he means he makes something to act as a support for an item which is Muksa. It's only, it becomes a Basis if you put it there intentionally. If you put it there you're not intended to be there, or you're not intended to be there on Shabbos, so then it's the bottom item does not become a muksa, does not become a bosis, but you have to tilt off the muksa item. Yud Gimel, Shokach Eben, Dibanich Bekavon Al Pi Achav, if you put it there intentionally on top of the barrel, Reachav is Gufa Muksa, so the barrel becomes a muksa. Moser Lahatos, you can't tilt off the barrel to get the stone off, it doesn't help because the barrel tenasis bosses leaven because the barrel itself becomes a bosses, a support for the stone. So, but a person forgot a stone on top of the barrel, so he tilts the barrel to the side, and the stone falls off. Al tzido, the reason why you're doing this is because you need to get the wine inside, which you can't get while the stone is on top. Okay, Bechain Bekar, the next case the Shulchan Aruch gives is a case where you left money on a mattress. You need to lie down on the mattress, so the money is in the way. You're allowed to tilt it off. You're not moving it directly, but only by just by tilting it off. If you have no need to use the barrel or to use the mattress, Raksha Khoshish Mashum Psaidas Hamuksa Gufa Shay Yigdavum. You're worried about if you leave the money sitting on top of the mattress, people will notice it and take it. So you're tilting it off for the money's purpose. I feel near also, even though you're just doing it directly, it's still us. King comes to Mugan Rum Shamer Ben Yuruk. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Now, Vimata Khovis Makar Bagufa will be other. We saw this I did before, but if you're doing it not with your hands, tilt the minutzad means you're using your hands to move it, but you're doing it in an indirect fashion. If you tilt a bagufay was a level up, we said tilt a bagufay, using your body to move it, was permitted, then even for the purpose of the muksa. Motar filo by fenzeh, even though you're moving it for the purpose of the muksa, Mr. Brewer is a sheet, again, not like the chazanis, which we mentioned before. Mr. Brewer holds you're allowed to move muksa with your body, even for the purpose of the muksa, to protect the muksa.
Maybe in a shinui way, kind of thing. Like, let's say you do it in a very unordinary way, unlike, for example, whenever you would take it with your hands, for example, doing it with your foot or something, for example.
Right, that's moving with your body.
Yeah.
So anything with your body is mutter, with your hands is aser. So the issue isn't normal or abnormal, the issue is body versus hands. Now, one of the reasons that which is understood is because the hands were the main function or the main way you would normally move something. But that's the rule that they made. So they divided it. But most knife, you tilt the mattress and the money falls off. Tesvav. Now, the mattress is not muksa, again, because you did not leave the money there intentionally. Muksa. Once the muksa falls off, you're allowed to move the mat, do whatever you want with the mattress. Come welcome. Now you can't move muksa, and we said so. Really, I shouldn't be moving this table because there's money on top of it. But I forgot a muksa item on my table. That's no problem. I can put a saver down and learn. When you learn, you shuffle, and you shuffle, you move the table. He says it's not a psikresha, it's not vare that you're going to move the item. Now that's an interesting reason why the Mishnah Berurah says, because really the Mishnah Berurah could have said a different reason. I'm not moving it for the purpose of moving the item. I'm moving it because I want to. That's how I want to learn. So it's not tiltum. It's tiltum in atzad, not letzarach the muksa. Right, so lecharishim even with ipsik ratio, but cause I learned with my hands like this, so I'm definitely going to move it. But I'm not moving it because I want to move the money. I'm moving it because I want to learn. Right, so why does he need to come on to that? Because we said before that whenever you can do near, you're mukhib do near. And even though the tiltim in atzad is mutter, if I have no need to move the muksa, I shouldn't move the muksa. So if I could shake it off, I'm mukhib to shake it off. So what he's saying over here is I'm not mukhib to shake it off, even because it's not vada I'm going to move it. But if it be vada I'm going to move it, then I would be expected to shake the muksa off of the table first in order to be able to use the table properly. Mm-hmm. That's what he adds in the Sharetzi and in Yutes.
So in that case, he's going to say that if you know there's a vada, then you're required to
you'll be required to tilt it off first, right? Correct. Now, if the barrel was in such a situation where that if you would tilt the stone off over there, you might damage and break other barrels. Then you shall shechoshesh lo yipol al chobis yishbreim. He'll fall on one of the other barrels and break him. Because remember, their barrels are made out of earthenware. So, a stone falling down on them could cause it to break. So Chazal were meikel even further, and they allowed you to pick up the barrel with the stone on top of it. You're allowed to move it, and then shake it off somewhere else. Why is that mutter? Davi rak tiltum in atzad. Because even so, it still ends up being indirect tiltum. Kim shenam ataltal muksa lehed. You're not moving it directly. Rak imahet. You're moving it together with the item, the barrel, which is an item which is permitted. You're doing it because you need either the wine inside, A, and B, you don't want to damage the other barrels of wine. So your intent is all because of the heter items, like we explained before. And even though, so that means, I just gave you this beautiful argument that I'm picking up the barrel with the stone on top because for the tzar, I need the barrel, I need the wine. I don't want to do it, right? So that's mutter. So why in the first case I have to tilt it off? Just pick it up and carry it with the stone somewhere else. No, but we see the idea again. But if you have an option of tilting it off, you are mechuyev to tilt it off first. In other words, they're not going to permit this tiltum in atzad, the tzarech davar mutter, unless it's a real tzarech. If I don't need to carry it with the item on top, I can shake it off instead, tilt it off instead. I'm going to do that first. Okay. Then he said, the Shulchan Aruch said, if you put it there originally at the beginning of Shabbos with intent that it should be there on Shabbos, then it becomes a postis. Then the barrel becomes, its function now is to be a support to the muksa. It becomes secondary and tuffle to the muksa, and it becomes muksa itself. Now, so he said the definition of it, you plan that it should be there at the beginning of Shabbos. You put there on the weekdays. You want it to be there on the weekdays. While you die to beferish yisharu shem b'Shabbos. You know, you had no specific intent that it should remain there on Shabbos. You didn't really think about that. You said, it's a great place right now to put it there, and I'll think about it later. Then he forgot that it was there. So mikri ishechech, that has the status of a halacha of that you forgot it there, not that you put it there intentionally. Even though you put it there intentionally, but you had no intent that it should be there on Shabbos. But that's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef takes this idea maybe a little bit further. I feel hinichem be'erev Shabbos, not that you put there on a Tuesday and you forgot, you didn't think about Shabbos. You put it there Friday afternoon. You had no specific intent that it should be there for Shabbos. And you forgot to take it off. That's also called you forgot it there. That's a cool one. The Magen Avraham, after discussing this point, comes up with the following point. You felt this was a good place to put the item, that it should, this purpose there should function to hold the item. You just put it there for a moment. You put it there because there's no other place to put it, and it's like the best place to stick it. You have a box where you store things, and you put things one on top of the other. You can't fit everything in the bottom. But you have no specific. You have no real reason why the muks item should be on top of the non muks item. That the purpose of the muks, the non muks item should be there to support the muks item. Just you know, the place to take it, you stuck it. So that was the case. We had you. You're in your freezer. You stuck your frozen raw meat, which is muks, on top of your challahs. It's not just the best place in the world to support my frozen raw meat is my challahs. Shabbat says, well, there's limited space in my freezer, and I stick it in. Okay, if that's your cheshbon, the Magen Ram holds, that is not considered a bosses. That's a din like a shecheach. You're allowed to shake off the muksa from on top and take the item on the non muksa item on bottom. Now, kamokum hateva gufa lekuliyama havi bosses ledavar yisra ima muksa chashav yisra. But the box, which you did intend it should be in the box, so the box is there to support to hold the muksa item. So the muksa item is more valuable than the non muksa item. So the box itself will become a bosses. Well, so the thought you can't move it. So kaponim daito hayeshi yimunach muksa b'teva. But you did intend that the muksa should be in the box. And that's from the chayyadu. Lefizeh. So, the following example: Mashen roigim b'shabbos lahosar hamapa hel yona mi'al shulchan achash meisar and yehudi emanar milah. So you had your neighbor sitting on the table, and they would put in they would put a tablecloth on the table. And then they'd put another cloth, which they would use to cover the challahs and everything. They would put like another layer over the whole table. They'd put two layers. They'd put a tablecloth, cover the, put the, you know, the items down, and they cover it. It shouldn't get dirty, etc. And they would cover it with a second mappa. And then they would take it off of the place where you're eating, and they would allow. They would have the goy come in after the neighbors went out and pick up the neighbors and now take off the tablecloth, which was eventually one point in time under the neighbors. So the chariots of buses for the neighbors. Okay, the fees that Mashanoigan Bashab is Lahosar Hamapahal Yonami Allah Shulchan, Akhasha Mesra and Huriya Menorah Melah. So after the goy took off the menorah, they would come along and take. They would take the upper tablecloth, which was under the neighbors, off. It's a bosses. Kedinoisen. That is not. That's correct. What they're doing, it's not improper. It was under the menorah, and it was supporting. So it should be a bosses. Vishen tzarch that they have a menorah dafka alamapa. El l'shulchan. Your goal isn't to put the menorah on top of the tablecloth. Your goal is to put the leichter on top of the table. Happened to be the tablecloth is in the way, right? So the tablecloth's function is not there to be a support for the leichter. The table is there to support the leichter, but the tablecloth, it just happened to be, well, since there's a tablecloth there, so I have no other place to put the muksa that other than on top of the tablecloth. So that will be like the case of in the box. I have no other place to put the my muksa food other than on top of my house. Because either there's no place to make a spot where you'd have it directly on the table. Or you just, you know, it's not possible, but it just doesn't really make a difference to you. Therefore, the upper mapa is not considered a bosses, and that it should become also. Now, what about the lower tablecloth? The mapa hatachtona, which is going to stay there. Ain't circle calls that. The loy bezoneinu aderek laniach olav alechem and hashmoshes menasas bosses lezed uchoshav yosef. So there was the bottom tablecloth which had the bread on it and had maybe the food on it and it had the menorah and it had the, so that's a bosses that's supporting the bread also. So that's poshut. The bread was more choshev than the ner, and therefore. But whereas the open tablecloth was not under, it was over the bread. It wasn't under the bread. It was under the leichter, but not over, it was over the bread. So that's how you would solve that. But the upper one, we have a question. There is, however, a... This is all based on this idea that we're... the Magen Avraham, which is based on himself taking the idea of the Beis Yosef, is like we're taking all... We're pushing the envelope. You put it there on a weekday, and you forgot about it. You put it there Tuesday, you forgot about it. The Marai says that that's okay. Comes the Beis Yosef and says, well, even if you put it there on Erev Shabbos, if you didn't have specific intent to be there for Shabbos, it's okay. So the Marai, even if you had... You put it there intentionally, but you didn't really care that it should be there specifically, also okay. Now, everybody agrees to that. Malcolm Asarat, and you're the Yesh Lahakal, a case or a person we need, so you can be Mekel, and use the Kamachranim Sermon Kavosik, the Magen Avraham, even though the Taz seems to argue on the Magen Avraham, many Akranim accept the idea of the Magen Avraham. I just want to point out the reason why we look at the in halacha, if you have a person comes down to that, you have a choice. You only have enough money to either to have bread for Shabbos or neris for Shabbos. Bread goes first, so the bread is more chashuv than the light, than the candles, because halacha says we give preference to the bread over to the over the candles. That's why they're considered chashuv yosef. Even though you want to go with straight dollars and cents, maybe your leichter is worth more than your chalas. Right? So there seems to be a halacha we deal with, not the leichter, but the leichter itself is a klishim, not the leister, which I'm clear that generates a bosses. And even though it generates a bosses, it can't make a bosses more chomer than it itself. So it's klishim, not the leister, so you'll be allowed to use the bosses, let's go for the tzarech makamah, so I can use it wherever I need. So back to square one, that's not a problem. But the problem is that there's when you light the Nair is considered that you are maxed. You can't move the Nair because it might cause the flame to get larger or smaller. So that's a total haksaw. That haksaw is not the leichter, but the candle which is on it. So the main thing is the candle, not the leichter. So the main thing you're dealing with is you're arguing the value of the candle versus the value of the bread, and that's pretty easy to say maybe the value of the bread anyway is more valuable than the candle. Because if, 25 cents a candle, it costs you $2 a leichter, $2 a chala. Okay. Kinesh Sultana Gerlis, Vyesh Shombeya, Shiesh Bafreich. You have a nest of a chicken, a place where she's roosting, right? Vyesh, and there's an egg in it. Which this egg has a chick in it. Shosabeya asur betiltel. That's an egg, a raw egg, theoretically, an egg which is not fertilized. It's not going to become a chick. So that egg, you can crack it open and make your raw egg concoction that you use for a chazan. Okay, but it has a chick in it. So that's it. You're not that egg is also to eat until the chick is born. You can't. There's no way you can eat that thing. So the egg is muksa. And now you have the nest. He didn't know that the egg was in there. The goal of this thing is that they have a place to put the egg. So even though you didn't intentionally put the egg, you weren't even aware the egg was there. So it was like, oh, wow, there's an egg here. I didn't realize. So that's a chorus. Should be like shecheyach. It just happened to be like that. No, but that's its function. And that's what it's there for. And therefore, it becomes a bosses. Mm-hmm. So anything which that would be the normal reality that you expect it to be there, and that's where it is, and that's your what it's about. So that's has it in like meniach, even though I didn't have any specific intent. So I have my muksa drawer, where I keep all my muksa items for Shabbos. So I designated that just should be its function. So even though maybe I'm not aware of the specific item, etc., that's not going to be mat or anything. You want it to be there, but Knesset HaShabbos. What's called Knesset HaShabbos? Hanu calls one Benish Moshes. If your intent is to take off sometime during Benish Moshes, it's not will not be a bosses. So how long you understand Benish Moshes is 50 minutes, 60 minutes, whatever time you're going to calculate. If your plan was to take it off sometime during that time, to knock it off, whatever it is, so it's not a bosses. If you plan to leave it there, the whole bed of shmoshes, then it'll become, then it's a bosses. See, if that was your intent, so then it becomes a muksa. And also lahatas lanar, you can't tilt the, you cannot tilt it, you cannot shake it off. The nasachov is vakar bosses. This situation, the barrel and the mattress will become a bosses. The word bosses is hainu kan. It's like a support. Umakam moishov, place where you're supposed to sit. Targum, the targum for the word lekano by the kier had a kan, was like a, its support that it stood on. It is translated by the uncle as livsise. That's where their bosses comes from. Muksa shalem, they become bosses to that which is on top of them. Vehem gufa ye muksa, they themselves become muksa. Now, then there's a second opinion, which is more meko, that even if you had intended it should be there the whole benish marshes, but you didn't want it to be there, it should be there for the whole Shabbos. And you intended some point in time over Shabbos to get it off over there, knock it off, ayin enochi, whatever it was, in a way which is mutter. So you didn't want it to be a bosses for the Shabbos, because as far as you're concerned, you're not defining this regards to this item, its function for the Shabbos is X. No, its function for part of Shabbos is X, part of Shabbos is Y. So you didn't, weren't totally mevatel it to be a support. You didn't totally designate it to be a support for the muksa. So it does not become muksa, according to this opinion. You intend to take it off sometime during Shabbos. Okay, so now the way the Shulchan Aruch presented it, remember, was two opinions. The first opinion was presented as the main opinion. The second opinion was presented as Yesh Armin. So it means Iker Pesach is like the first opinion. But he says, in a case where there's a loss going to be engendered by that, you're allowed to rely on the second opinion. But that, the feel of the day is, even according to this opinion, which is Mekel, we start with the Dafka, Kishachosha, Behedil, Selach, Hakaka, Muksa, Beshabbos. Your plan was to get it off. How is that? Are you there near? You're going to shake it off. Are you there near? You're going to have to go ahead and move it. Oidover, Shadarka, Bekakli, Selach, Muksa, Hakaka. Or it normally comes off by, either comes off by itself, or you would normally take it off. So there was a clear intent to remove it. As opposed to a case where I said, you know, I want it to be here for now, and afterwards I couldn't care less. So I'm not specifically saying it should be there for Shabbos, but I'm not specifically saying it shouldn't. So that already can't be made.
This is definitely after Ben Shemashos.
Correct. Okay. So your plan was, you know, at 11 o'clock at night tonight, you're gonna shake it off. Okay, good. Your plan was, listen, I really need it here for now, and after I really couldn't care less. I have no intent, yes or no. So I'm not really designating that that's its function for the rest of Shabbos. I didn't say it has to be there for Shabbos. I couldn't care. No, that's not going to be mounted. Because in the beginning of Shabbos, you want it to be there, A. And you have no intent to specifically take it off, B. So basically, you said for Shabbos, that's where it's going to be. But if you plan specifically to take it off through some way which would be permitted, so then you basically have not designated this for that. That's its function for Shabbos, because part of Shabbos is not going to be there. That's what this opinion says, that's okay. You just said, you know, it should be the beginning of Shabbos. Afterwards, whatever it be, I'll be. This opinion does not require for it to be a boss that you have to explicitly intend that it should be there for the whole Shabbos. That you don't require. Everybody agrees with that. That's it'll be a boss even without that. Okay. So, our example, which the Sharatzin gives, there's a case before where they used to, when they would take their pots and they would insulate them going into Shabbos, so they would insulate it with in shearings of wool. So it's a nice insulator. Those shearings of wool were planned to make them with the fibers and the threads, etc. They're muksa. But your goal, you know, eventually what you would do is you would tilt the box, they would shift it aside, you'd take out the pot, and that was it. So you know, even though you didn't simply think about it, but that's the plan. Every Shabbos, that's what you do. That's called, you didn't intend that should be that there should be a bosses for that purpose. Even though you put it there, it should be the beginning of Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. Since you plan to take it off sometime on Shabbos, it's month. Who are then a feeling choshev? Shimon Hashem kol yom areze zman kanim b'shkiyas hachama b'chakach l'salkim. You said, you know what? I want that item to be there beginning of Shabbos until 8 o'clock the Shabbos day. And 8 o'clock Shabbos day, I'm planning to take it off. Half an hour before Shkia. That's, you did not intend to be there for the whole Shabbos. So according to this opinion, it's not muksa. It's not a bosses. Now, God can't make your bosses. The two according to this opinion, it's not a bosses. And therefore, if you want to take it off earlier, you're allowed to shake it off according to this opinion. The human animal, I'll call you a Shabbos. It's not there for the whole Shabbos. L'chal shame bosses. Klal, it's not a bosses. Avim chosha l'salak ben hashmoshes. If you planned to only take it off Shabbos day at 8:45 after the sun set during the Ben Hashemoshes of Motzei Shabbos, that's how we can Moshe Choshev al Kol Yom. Ben Hashemoshes is Svek Laila. But if you planned to be there the whole day and only then take it off Ben Hashemoshes of Motzei Shabbos, that's not enough. Then it would be considered a bosses according to everybody.
So this kula really is, if something is... if something's muksa, then even lechatchila, you're allowed to rely on tilting it to get it off the wanted item. Is that what we're saying here? Is it a kula, or is that just a general?
No, the tilting it off, that we said before, that was, you know, that's mutter. The issue, right? That's the lechatchila.
It's only if you forget.
No. There's two issues over here. One issue is the status of the bosses.
Yeah.
One issue is let's say it's not a bosses. How do I use the item because there's mooks on top of it? So, regards to the second one, it's not a bosses. Let's say for argument's sake, make an easy case, right? So on top of my barrel was my favorite safer and a stone. So I have to tell you, my favorite safer is worth more than the stone. Good. So it's clearly a bosses for both things. It's not a bosses, but there's a stone there. So tilt the barrel off and shake up the stone. Okay. Now, this fellow comes over here, there's nothing else on top of the thing. The only is the stone. And I want the stone there because it's a good way to keep the top on. But my plan is at 4 o'clock in the Shabbos afternoon, I'm planning to have a party, and I'm planning to use the wine. So my plan is at 4 o'clock, I'm going to shake off the stone. So according to this opinion, even though I want it to be there the whole Friday night, through Ben Hashemoshes, the whole day, the next day, till 4 o'clock. But since my plan was to shake it off at that point in time, so I didn't say it should be there for the whole Shabbos. I did not make it a bosses for the stone.
Okay, alright.
So then, according to this opinion, but it's only also if you plan to leave it there for the whole Shabbos. And if that's true, that you plan, it's also when you plan to leave it there for the whole Shabbos, then even if sometime during Shabbos it fell off, it's tough luck. It's moksa. Either opinion, whoever you define what calls the bosses is, according to the second opinion, it was there for the whole Shabbos. According to the first opinion, it was there for Ben Hashemoshes. The feeling of Loinich al Kanisa Shabbos, even after it came out, it fell off or something happened. The Kli remains a bosses for the whole Shabbos. Okay. And that's true by all Muksa. That it remains muksa even though the middle of Shabbos something its status changed. For example, where would you have an example of something which is muksa beginning of Shabbos which would change, but it's tough luck once it's muksa. For example, grogros and simukim. So the nature of grogros and simukim is when you take the grogros are dried figs and simukim are raisins, dried grapes. The process when you would put them up to dry, when they're fresh, they're edible. And when they're totally dry, they're edible. During the drying process itself, they're not edible. So if they're not edible, they're muksa. So beginning of Shabbos, I had my things up on my roof, drying out. The roofs are flat. They used to use the roofs. Great. So they're drying. But they weren't, right at this point, then they weren't edible. So beginning of Shabbos, they're muksa.
You can't feed them to animals?
I could, but I don't want to. I want to use them for... So if I'm not planning to, if I'm not intending to feed it to animals, so it doesn't... I can't keep the animals into the cheshbon of what their their function right now is for Adam, and for Adam they're not usable, so I won't do anything else with them, so they become totally muksa. So now the middle of Shabbos, the sun comes out a little bit earlier than I expected, or even the sun comes out as I expected, and the drying process finishes, and say, wow, there's some great grapes, there's great raisins up there. Tough luck. The next Shabbos they were muksa, they remain muksa the rest of the Shabbos. They dried out on Shabbos and they're now fit to eat. So that was the rule of it. Muksa the beginning of Shabbos, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. Okay. Then he said, if I put something muksa on your chafetz, I can't make your thing a basis. Even if it was your thing, I put on there. So I took your muksa, put it on your barrel. So it's your muksa on your barrel, but I'm the one who's doing it, I can't make a muksa. So it's not a basis. So then we'll go back to the regular rule. You have to shake it off. Because I can't make your thing also shlomi daita. Now, so that means if you ask me to do it, obviously, so then I'm not doing shlomi daita. I'm doing it with your knowledge. You want me to do it. Now, what about if you haven't asked me, but I put it there because I know that's the best. That's what you need. That's the best thing for you. Achim also came the tevus chaver. I did it as a benefit for you. I mean, astam nichale b'zayin. You would want me to do that. Okay. For example, kagoyin shenotu ruven kli. I took a container. V'midoy mibadoyim tachas haner bebeis shimon. K'yishibol ner l'soicher v'latiyad leikah. I'm afraid that your candle is going to fall off, which apparently maybe you have a problem with that. So I put a pot there to catch the candle when it falls. And this way your house won't burn down. So probably you would be agreeable to that fact. But the truth is, it actually fell there before Shabbat started. So the whole Ben Hashmosh is this candle, which is Muksa, is sitting in this container, which you would want that container to be there for that purpose. Then the kli becomes a bosses to the candle. You can't move with the rest of Shabbos. Even if the nair was removed, many feel that since I did it for you and you would want that, that's called I do have a power to make that item a bosses. Okay. But the Sefer Derech HaChaim, he is inclined to say, remember, the second opinion says if you're planning to get it out of there, so someone during Shabbos is not muksa. So if I'm doing you a favor, so even though we're machmer l'chachila, like the first opinion, but I'm doing on your thing, and I was planning to remove it, that which we're going to combine, the fact I'm doing on your item, not on my item, and I am planning to remove it on Shabbos, so I'll rely on the second opinion and his books. Then when you die to the south, I'll come amongst the Shabbos, Nuchel, and Sarpas, and Dash Yishmet. I remember now, the Zelemik Yibosses Club. So according to the second opinion, where if it's only to be there for part of Shabbos, not the whole Shabbos, it's not considered a bosses. And A, even Ramach, we're not like that Shita. But if it's me doing it to your thing, which you didn't ask me to do it, they're just doing it because probably you want it, that much we're not going to be Machmer and make it a bosses. Yeah? Okay, so there's a lot of information over here, but the basic rule is fairly clear. I mean, there's a concept called buses. Buses is if you want it to be there, if you want the muksa item to be on top of this thing, so you make the bottom item secondary, and it becomes a functionary of the upper item, and therefore it becomes tuffle to it, and it becomes muksa also. That definition is based on that you simply want it to be there, as opposed to a haphazard, you know, just put there due to lack of other place or forgetting it there. And you want it to be there the whole Ben Hashmoshes. According to the second opinion, it's only considered a bosses if you want it to be there the whole Shabbos. But if you're intending sometime over Shabbos to get it removed, so that it does not become a bosses. If it's a bosses, even if the mux item eventually is removed, the bottom item stays mux. And that designation has to be done by the owner himself. If it was a case where it wasn't the bosses, so then you get involved in, so you, because we're required you to tilt it off if possible. And if not, you're allowed, because it would cause, you can't you cause damage, or you lose the space that you need, then Chazar will allow you to move it indirectly if you have a need for a non-muksa item. So that's basically the same.
Can I ask a question now?
You know, let's just finish off the two more Mishaburas, because we did the Hay yesterday also.
Okay. And then sure. I didn't see there's so few.
Okay. Chav Ches. Now, if you need the spot, so then I'm allowed to pick it up with the mooks on top and move it somewhere else and then shake it off over there. Hadalo Shori, that which I require you to shake it off, So the Mishabur points out a shechech. Obviously, we're going in a case where that he didn't like the last sif, he didn't intend it to be there for the whole Shabbos. The Meniach, we put it intentionally. The Beirel itself was muksa. Okay, so you pick it up and move it somewhere else, and then you shake it off over there. Shaking it off over here will not help you. You can't shake it off over here because you'll end up using some of the space which you need right now. So then already we tell you we're going to allow you to pick it up and move it somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay, so going back in the previous one, so on Chaf Dalet, we're talking about the figs and raisins example. So it's the last two words of the Labana Shemashas. Does that mean that it extends all the way through Banish Mushas, or does it mean once we reach Banish Mushas, then they're allowed to be taken?
It says Banish Mushas means at the beginning of Banish Mushas is the beginning of Shabbos.
That Banish Mushas.
That Banish Mushas, right.
Okay.
Right. Since you intended it to be there, you put it up on the roof to dry, but that's an act where you've actively decided this is not going to be available to use, for usage, because it comes inedible during the time it's drying, and that's what it was during the Ben Hashemashas period. So it remains thus the rest of Shabbos. Mm-hmm.
So to follow up on that same one, if there's a situation where I know that these figs are going to become good, you know, right around 12 o'clock Shabbos day. So would that sort of be like, you know, at some point you'd knock over the muksa item and take what's underneath?
See, that's a good question. It's a good question. That concept applies to the bosses. It doesn't apply to actual muksa itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this item itself, you banish muksa, you made it muksa, it remains a muksa the rest of Shabbos, even if it's going to become roy in the middle of Shabbos. It's only by bosses, because the bosses over there, the goal over there is to define, is this functionary for the upper item only, or has its own existence regards to Shabbos? That we said, this opinion says sometime on Shabbos is good enough.
So the fruits of the
correct. And that's the concept called Migdis Katsor, the Ben Hashemashis, Katsor, the Kluyam. But that's when you learn Gemara, you'll see that's one of the places where Behuda and Rav Shimon argue. Rav Shimon says that's true, and Rav Shimon says it's not true. And it will change its status during Shabbos when it becomes usable. But we pass like Rav Behuda. In regards to that point, even though we pass like Rav Shimon and Gabi Moksa, the Gabi Lacha Migdis Katsoy, we pass like Rav Behuda. But that Gemara that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda might be all the way to the end of Bay, so it's in Shabbos. Okay, let's hop around a little bit here in Shin Yud. Dinei Muksa b'Shabbos, which you thought you were talking about until now, right? Eich Shetelim b'Dogim. I'm not sure what the decision what goes where. I'm not sure. Eich Shetelim b'Dogim. So you would use this piece of wood to take hold the fish after you catch it. Abishumos, even though it's pretty disgusting. Mutalatatuloi, the camel muksa machos miyas, the Rav Shimon d'Shur. The fact that something becomes miyas does not make it, if it's still usable, it's still usable, and that's like Rav Shimon's opinion. Okay. So the Mishabura Aleph. Eitz ze havi kli kimen shem yochid litlus dog. It wasn't just a piece of wood, it was, they used to use this piece of wood on an ongoing basis to hold the fish. The most but the problem is it's, you know, you can imagine sticking fish on there on a regular basis can definitely impact the smell. However, Rabbi Yehuda muksa machos miyas. Rabbi Yehuda said that's called muksa due to the fact that itself becomes it so repulsive makes it muksa. And I came along to Rabbi Shimon the shirt. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. Now there is even like Rabbi Shimon, some which is muksa, it's totally repulsive like Rav Sharei etc. Even Shimon agrees as Moksa. Right? So somewhere in the middle. Okay. Zog the Shulchan Aruch and Beis. Ein shum oichel tolush haroy lachila muksa l'shabbos. There's no food which is detached, food which is attached to the tree in the Shabbos. It's also it's the right to take it off. So obviously it's Moksa. It's detached and it's fit to eat. There's no such food which is muksa, which will be muksa. There's no case of food, such food that will be muksa. And therefore, even if I'm a storekeeper and I have these things and my purpose of them is to sell them, silchar the muksa, because for me their main function is not for food. The main function is to sell, and I can't sell, do business on Shabbos. They're not muksa. The tzmorim ushkedim usharperis onim l'schara mutalechol mehem b'shabbos. So you have your dates, your almonds, any other type of fruit, which is oimid l'schara. It's right now it's designated for the purpose of business. You're still allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Furthermore, filuchitim shezroam bekarka. You took wheat and you stuck it in the ground with the intent to plant it. And once it takes root, body, you can't touch it, because now that's taking some away from a place where it's growing. If it didn't take root yet, nothing happened yet, so it's not. There's no issue of taking it out. But they have not made roots yet. Ubeyim shetachas atan agarlus. Or you have an egg which you put under the rooster now to sit in it, that it should produce a chick.
No, not rooster, female.
Thank you, a chicken. So you let mutl tatu, you let him move that. Thank you. Chen tamorim halukutim kana mishulun. Sometimes they would pick dates before they're totally ripened. Bishul over here doesn't mean cooking; it means ripened. You will gather them into baskets, and they will ripen on their own in the container. You'll allow to eat them even before they're fully ripe, because the mice are edible. They put it out to dry, and actually the place they used to put them to dry was called the muksa, because that was a place you would designate it away for this other function and not to use it. So that was, it was actually called the muksa. The more refers to the place, at least as it's called, you know, you'll see more talks about it, putting it in the muksa. What is the muksa? So muksa is also a description of a place. So once you put it there, asur and b'shabbos mishum muksa, those are yes muksa. Shemasrichus kadam shis yapsha, before they totally dry, they go through a state where they become inedible. And you know, by putting them there, you know you're making them inedible. Then you see at that time, you've totally removed your mind from having an intent to use them. The kima de ikatart. You have two things going over here. A, dechino biyadai. You have intentionally put them, made them unusable. And v'loichos, and they're actually not usable. So those two things together makes it muksa. Havi muksa. Now, yesh armim de'en alchon ha'shayach b'shal en yehudi. I feel a gargus that tzimukim shebiyadoi mutar. So now, let's say a goy does that. So since for a goy, at any point in time, as far as he's concerned, he could change his mind, he could take it out, he could eventually use them when they get better. So the goy, for the goy, these things have not been pushed, been totally mistaken, because for him, any moment he could take it back. So there's an opinion which says, therefore, they're not muksa, and therefore, when they become usable, you still could eat them also. That would be your equivalent of your case of bosses, you know, that type of case over there. There is such an opinion. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll do the Mishnah Berurah on Beis tomorrow. It's supposed to be a Maariv.